This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Monster in My Podcast.
And this week we are talking about The Queen in Red.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yes. In fact, they talk about this. She is sometimes spoken about in bands by rock songs and the music of modern rock songs. And I could not get that song out of the head. I think maybe that's what they were referring to.
Well, they also talk about how she could be in a rock band, right?
Yes.
Like, yeah. So the references are modern rock bands, but she could be an entertainment mogul.
Yes.
They talk about.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like a lady version of like business Nyarlathotep.
Yes. The Aku Shinkage, when Aku Shinkage appears as a Japanese businessman, as opposed to, as a samurai, dark samurai shogun kind of guy. But this is just kind of taking a Lady Macbeth kind of thing where you've got the corrupting woman influence on an otherwise just ruler who comes in and spreads chaos that way. Nyarlathotep just comes down and says, hey, let's fuck shit up by influencing things that way.
Yep. And the idea that this can, span the centuries is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
This could be like a Grievous Wormtongue. It could also be, the head of Paramount Pictures.
Yes.
Something like that. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The weird way that the power works, she also just becomes a monster.
Yeah.
And monster version's not that great. It's, not that interesting.
Yeah. The big claws, tentacle head, stuff like that.
Yeah. And a scythe. Mm-hmm. But if you're around her, she basically just controls, low key controls you.
Yeah. Yeah. She has a hundred foot persuasion aura. That, you have to do like a power save or you have to do a psycho, power balls. You do a power save or you do a psychoanalysis roll to surpass this. But otherwise, it's just a kind of like a slight persuasion. Like they will not force you to act against your interests, but they say you won't kill your friend, but you will restrain them. You won't kill yourself, but you might drop weapons so that you don't have any defense.
Yeah. I think this is a really usable avatar of Nyarlathotep.
Yes.
In terms of stuff we've seen in this book, in this season.
Yeah.
This makes me want to do a campaign with this character because that persuasion powers are super subtle and cool anyway, and the idea of just doing a Call of Cthulhu modern where Grimes.
Yeah.
Whispering into the tongue of Elon Musk, make him do bullshit.
Yep.
Kind of into it.
Yeah. But I mean, this leads into everything that I like about Nyarlathotep avatars, which is they are pulling strings behind the scenes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The capitalist Nyarlathotep, who does this kind of shit. I'm into it.
Yeah.
There is a little pamphlet you can find or a poem that you can find that drives you crazy if you read it about the Red Queen.
Yeah. It is anonymous. It is in Italian. So the blurb for this, as opposed to being from a particular story, it is from a book that I was not aware existed called The Penguin Encyclopedia of Horror and the Supernatural.
Oh, gotta get that.
No, it's on the way. It's quite costly, actually.
Oh, really?
I got a hardcover version of it off of Amazon for $45.
That is expensive.
I'm not spending money on takeout, so fuck it.
Yeah. I do need this.
Yeah.
$35 hardcover. I'm looking at it
right
now. That is gotta happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, actually, here's what I'm, Cole.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to buy it from a local bookseller.
Oh, yeah. You can just go to Powell's. It's like right there.
Yeah.
Do a curbside
pickup. So, unlike you.
Well, I've got no fucking local book. Gary.
Unlike you.
Barnes & Noble came in and chased out all the bookstores, and then Amazon chased away Barnes & Noble. We have nothing.
They don't have it at Powell's.
Oh, shit.
Either. Fuck.
Yeah. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.